7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Should I bother? Okay, let's go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that does mean it's time to begin the dubious gripsinners. That's right, another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee is coming your way. I've got a weird little weather window. It rained a little bit at some point, either overnight or this morning or both or whatever, however you want to look at it. And it's a little bit cool. Yeah, okay. But it's very humid. And it's going to rain later. So I thought, yeah, let's get out of the house. Let's get out of the house. Where shall we go? Let's go to Herrenhaven. Why not? There's already people here. Whatever. But, what is... No? Okay. Yeah, so what the hell? Why not, right? So I thought, let's check out Herrenhaven for as long as we can. See what's going on, if anything. And so... I'm going to walk up into the old mushroom garden, which is now called the Outdoor Classroom, which is by the Prairie in Progress, which just is weeds now. It's just a weed patch. This used to be the prairie grass exhibit. It's all been torn up, and yeah, I'm not going to walk through this web. So yeah, they just let it go to hell, and now they just say, oh, it's a prairie in progress. We're going to let it return to its prairie state. Yeah, no. That's not how it works. That's not how the prairies used to look. There's 16 or 17 plants in there that weren't even in Nebraska when the prairies were... Anyway. Oh, this is interesting. I'm walking around behind the... What is the point of this? Walking around behind the butterfly garden, I'm kind of hopping over into the Mulhall's property here. And there's another little thing being built. This doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so some stuff got cleaned up back here. And they've put in a little wooden sidewalk, another little boardwalk. And it is 5.5 meters long. It's 1 meter wide. It's wooden. And there's a bench at the end facing the Mulhall's property. Not looking into Herrenhaven or anything. Even though this is the back of the butterfly garden and there's the little seating area in there, so you're just looking into the, what the hell? Madness. Absolute madness. I don't know who's running this place, but they've gotten away from the vision. Okay, but speaking of vision, I have a vision of two little mushrooms right here. Two little Caprinus guys. They're kind of big for a real weak sort of Caprinus. Alright, so we've got Caprinus. Two mushrooms. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should go into the... Let's go into the forest. And maybe we can find some more mushrooms. Look at you, birds chirping, running around. Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna work my way around the back of the butterfly garden, over this little boardwalk, and I'm on the little loop path around the other side. Did it rain or not? I mean, everything is sort of damp. When did it rain last? Can't tell. Okay, behind this log, we have a small burst of Auricularia auriculum. Looks pretty nice. So that's two different kinds of mushrooms. Here's some more of that same kind of coprinus. Oh, right next to a log that's got some Auricularia on it. And what is this back here? Oh, we might have a slime mold or something growing back here. That's cool, that's cool. Here's some more really, really small Auricularia, auriculum. Tiny. We're not even in the forest yet. There's some more. Tiny. Okay. Maybe we're going to have some kind of good mushroom day. That would be nice. All right, let's head into the forest here. Walking past the kiosk and everything, blah, blah, blah. The dragonfly pond is rather full. And it's covered in duckweed. Ducky-de-duck, duck, duckity-duckweed, and no other dudes are hanging around. All right, so here we go. Into the forest proper. Oh, we got logs, but these are old, old logs. I don't see anything happening on them. Now see, now up here we got the big new logs. What about that guy back there? I don't see him doing anything. There's stuff on the... Oh, wait, wait, wait. I'm gonna sneak back there. No, it's just cottonwood fluff. I thought there was something growing on here, but... Yeah, no, there is. There's signs of stuff going. That'll burst out later, I'm sure. We got some coprinus at my feet. Inky caps. Okay, so we've got, like, three different species of mushrooms today. Let us continue. Oh, huh. Now I got a bug on me. Now the bug flew away. And I'm looking at logs. Oh, there's a... Yeah, that log is... No. There are a couple of good new logs. Oh, here's a log that has a little burst of that one stuff on it that I've never known what the name of it is. But it looks like... It looks like, Pleurotus. But it's smaller. I don't know what, I don't know what species. But it looks like Pleurotus genus type of dude. Okay, what else we got? What else we got? Oh, we got some mysterious white stuff growing under the ivy on this log. What is it? Oh, we can't tell yet. It looks like, I don't know what. I don't know. Actually, what that looks like is like a little puffball, but it's not puffballs. Some more of that Pleurotus-y stuff on the end of this log, with some coprinus on the log, too. Cool. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Logs, logs, logs. Have we actually found any Pleurotus this year? Seems like... I don't remember. Okay, here we go. We've got three more different kinds of mushrooms. On this log back here, we have Tremestes versicolor, the old turkey tail, growing on this bad boy of a log. And then in between this log and this log, there's a stick. And on the stick are some of those tiny little white dudes that we don't know what they are, but they're really cute and the smallest mushrooms ever. And then on the log in front here, we got white jellies, lots of white jellies. And they're pretty big, too. Pretty big. I don't mean the clusters, I mean the lobes themselves. The lobes are big. So yeah, we have had rain, otherwise that would not happen. Oh, and what's this up here? Oh yeah, this is the big cluster of smaller lobed white jellies that we saw the last time we were here. And it is, actually it started to dry out, and then it rehydrated. So that's cool. So what are we on? We're like, that's like six. The official count for mushroom species is six. And over here under this log, boom. Here's one of those little, this is another kind of coprinus, and it's the kind that looks like those Japanese cookies with the tea on them that I like. And so we're up to seven. Alright, which way do I want to go? Do we want to head out into the back 40 right now? Or do we want to go out and see if there's anything happening out on the water? I don't want to stand in the direct sun. The humidity is so bad. But there's more mushrooms up here. Here's some more of that stuff, that Pleurotus stuff. We got various scurfs starting up on some of these logs. What else? As I round the corner, the sub pond comes into view. And we got some duckies back there. I see ducks on logs. I see ducks sitting in the water. Everything's covered in duckweed. And apparently, the duckies are enjoying it. What kind of ducks? I don't know. I can really kind of only see silhouettes. The sun is behind them. Alright, let's sneak by. And let's just go out onto the boardwalk for a minute. Just to make sure that there's nothing super exciting going on. You know, they need to stop building that dumb crap over there. They need to come in here and they need to trim this. You can barely get one person walking through here. Priorities. Okay, onto the boardwalk. And out over the water. What do we got? We got some people standing out at the end. With cameras, of course. What's out here to take pictures of? Nothing. They missed the ducks. Standing around, looking into the reeds. We've got no water movement. We've got no dudes active. We've got no reason to be standing out here, so I'm turning around. Doodly doot doot doo. And I thought of something weird last night. I had a weird memory. Not sure how this even came up in my brain. But I remembered something from my childhood which was mildly amusing to me and still is today. I don't know how do I lead up to this? Tubs, plastic tubs. I'm going to tell you a not very interesting story about plastic tubs that has nothing to do with anything, etc. When I was a kid, how did this even happen? Now that I'm thinking about it, what is the origin of this? When I was a kid, the way I remember it is one Christmas. And yes, I do actually mean Christmas and not the end of the year holidays, because my maternal grandmother and grandfather, that for that matter, were pretty rabid Catholics. very enthusiastic Roman Catholic practitioners. And they were very active in their local church, a lot of volunteering and doing stuff and blah, blah, blah. And my grandmother was kind of a traditional grandmother, and during the holidays, she would bake. She would make cookies and various things and some traditional type of stuff of that nature, right? So, one year, at the end of the year, we got a big shipment of all the holiday treats, of all the holiday goodies, right? And not only was it like from my grandma, I think it was also one or two packages from some aunts, her sisters, in fact. And this big shipment, you know, came in a box, and but the sub-packaging, the sub-munitions, were these white plastic tubs. Now, for my American listeners, I would say about the size of a 3-quart ice cream tub. For the rest of the world, I would say, you know, this is a 2.5-liter capacity tub that's about 25 inches in diameter and maybe 15 inches deep. Picture that in your head. And hold that thought, because I'm entering the blind at the billabong. Oh, there's some duckies out on the log. Hi, duckies. They're so nice. What is going on over here? Anything? No. Who's making all that squacky noise out there, though? It's not the ducky ducks. Huh. Okay, so I'm going to head out to the big blind. And we're going to go through another nice log zone. So we can look for some interesting fungus. Let's see what else is out here today. So we got, oh, here's a log with a lot of auricularia auriculum on it. Boom, flubadoom. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. And this log has some little teeny tiny pins on it. Don't know what it is. Oh, and then also continuing with the auricularia auriculum. Very nice. We got some good fungus out here today. My mood is lifting. Oh, I woke up all sore and weird and everything again, and I was like, ugh. Plus, my sinuses are weird. Not weird bad, just weird strange. And speaking of weird strange, here's a weird mushroom. Here's a mushroom that I don't even recognize, and I don't think I've ever even seen it around here. Vasis los. It's cool. It's one of those spiky guys. It's one of those little spiky dudes. And I've seen pictures of stuff like this, but I've never actually seen. Okay. Yeah, this is going to have to warrant a photograph. Because I don't even know what the hell this is. But it looks cool. It looks like it has dragon skin. I'm gonna turn on the camera here. It's in macro mode, beauty. We just get down here and we go. I'm gonna back off a little bit there. This is not a big mushroom. It's 2 centimeters tall. The cap is 4 millimeters in diameter. I mean, the stem is 4 millimeters in diameter. The cap is 2 centimeters in diameter. And I'm still trying to photograph it because my camera never wants to photograph or focus on the thing I'm taking the photograph of. There. Last photo probably got it. The mystery mushroom. Okay. Standing back up. I can hear a frog down here in Frog Harbor. He's just chirrip-chirrapping around. Okay, back to the tubs. Ooh, whoa, we got all kinds of scurf and weird looking stuff on some of these logs here today, kids. Okay, but anyway, back to the tubs. So the holiday season approaches, we get a big box from Grandma and Grandpa back east, and it's full of these plastic tubs. Half a dozen of these plastic tubs that are packed with cookies and chocolatey candies and treats. And you know, here's some other weird mushroom over here. This is something different again too. Neat. We're up to like nine different species of mushrooms today. Here's some more Caprinus. We open up the box, we pull out the tubs. Hey, look at all these tubs full of yummy cookies and stuff and all this deliciousness. Oh, here's some more of these little spiky dudes back here. Oh, you know what? I think I know what these are. Well, not exactly, but no, I am aware that there is some scaly Caprinus species. That's what this is. Don't know what that species is called exactly, but yeah. All right. Now, Tobe, what's the big deal with these tubs? Well, these are plastic tubs, and they're white, and they are the size that I described. There's some weird little mushroom over here. Hold on a second. What's on this branch? Oh, it's some of this stuff. Weird. These tubs were the most interesting thing. And these were not the last we saw of the tubs. We got more of these tubs. A little bit later. We got white jellies on the logs here. And the tubs were recycled. These were not originally for transporting cookies and Christmas treats. Well, I guess technically it's a Christmas treat. It's a very weird siren going by on West Maple. Oh, and there's some weird mushrooms down in here. What is this little fungus? Little needle-like pins. It's these plastic tubs that are most fascinating because these have been reused. My grandmother got them from her church, and these tubs originally contained communion wafers. Yes. And there's a logo on the lid of these tubs. You know, it just says, I can't remember what exactly it said, but it wasn't a fancy logo. It wasn't a picture or anything. It wasn't graphical. It was just, you know, some text that said such and such communion wafer company of whatever town, wherever. So, you know, as a kid, not being brought up in that particular religion, or any religion for that matter. But, you know, I realized that as a kid, you know, I did have Catholic family members, and so I was vaguely aware of the concept of Catholic Mass. All right, I've come down to the edge of the turtle reproduction pond here, because there's some little duckies down there on the log. Oh, damn it, I spooked them. They're swimming into the reeds now. They jumped off their little log and they swam into the reeds. Well, what about turtles? All right, let's go out to the big blind. Take a look. See if we can find some turtles today. And so as a child, I'm sitting there going, wow, I had no idea that God and Jesus were so industrialized. that there's factories churning out the body of Christ and shipping them out in these white plastic tubs that are now being recycled and ending up in my house. Just what? All right, big blind. Let's go in here, and what do we got going on out here? Ooh, we got spiderwebs right here. And we got, we got ducks out on the party log, the turtle party log, but no turtles on the turtle party log. Turtle party log has moved, it got turned. All right, no web here. I'm sticking my head out here. Oh, I don't see any of my turtle buddies or anything. Where's my turtles? Just a bunch of ducks. It's ducks and mushrooms today on the dubious duck and mushroom committee. I'm looking forward to shaving. Humidity's making my face itch. Yeah, and this is my regular shaving day anyway. My face is itchy. All right, I'm walking out of the blind. There's some spiderwort over there. I'm starting to head back. So we grew up with these white tubs that after all the end of the year Christmassy goodness treats were eaten up, these plastic tubs got further recycled, reused. And we had them around in our house for a while, but you know, these tubs, they eventually wore out, they're plastic, blow molded, you know, not the most expensive things in the world, right? So they eventually gave out, and I was thinking about this last night. I was sort of thinking, gosh, I'd really like to have one of those. I'd really like to have one of those plastic tubs today. Well, tub, what for? I don't know. For storing stuff in? It's just another plastic jug, or plastic bucket, right? The only thing that makes it interesting is what used to be in it. I don't know. As a young child, seeing these tubs, you know, I'm seeing seeing through a window of, seeing the internal functioning of the church. A look to the inside workings. Communion wafer factory. It's an interesting business. How's the market? Yeah, well, steady. is there money in that? Communion wafer factory? How many are there? There's got to be a number of communion wafer factories in the world. Most interesting. And you know what I'm going to do now? Instead of going straight home, I think I'm going to go over to the thrift store. I should have brought that head with me. And I'm going to look for a doll or an action figure that I can put that little alien head on. I sort of have an idea for that, and it kind of depends on what I can find body-wise. Oh, and also, what did I... Oh, yeah, I wanted a little sheet of copper. Where can I find a little sheet of copper? Probably at hobby store or maybe the craft store. Man, I gotta get some money together and make a big craft art supply purchase, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Chubba chubba bubba bubba bubba.
Yeah, so we had a pretty good mushroom day today. We found at least 9, if not 10 or 11 species of mushrooms. I'm gonna go to the thrift store, aka the secondhand shop. And I'm out of here!